This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We do, in general, have the best textures. JP from St. Charles, Frank O'Reilly plays a clean game too, like that. But here's the one I like. Painter Guy. How about a PGA call from the tourney last year? Which was,
what do you think last year was the best, that PGA thing was the best St. Louis sports event?
Now, I saw screenshots. Now, those can be skewed, you know. We've seen that before, but from day one in St. Louis to day one, I think they had it at Bethpage. It was night and day difference as far as the amount of people there. I'm not for sure if, you know, that was accurate or not, but it just shows the amount of support for golf.
All right. Is Ryan with us? Ryan, welcome to the program. How are you, sir? What do you have for us?
I'm doing really good. I'll tell you, I'm surprised I have much of a voice left, screaming and yelling and dancing around, singing glory all night. But here I am back at the office, and we're working hard. Clearly, this is an exciting time for St. Louis, a very exciting time at my office. We're just pumped and couldn't be more excited. I'll leave it with that. I'll let you guys talk about sports. I do mortgages. That's what I'm really good at, and those make me excited too. I know I'm a rare dude. I'm a very rare guy. Like, I get excited. I truly do. Helping people achieve home ownership is just incredible to me. You know, when I show up at those closings and get to hand them the keys to the house, it's one of my favorite parts of the days. If you're thinking about buying a house, you really need to get leg up on the competition. Let's get you pre-approved. That way, if something does come up in the neighborhood, in the school district that you like, boom, you're ready to go. You're pre-approved already. It means we've gone through your income, credit, all of that. You write an offer, you get the offer accepted, I close it in 14 days. You can get a new home in 14 days. Or, heck, I can refinance and get you cash out in 14 days. Nobody in town does this. Everybody kind of wonders how we do it. We just work hard for our clients, and we're efficient as can be. Get your options. Get pre-approved for a refinance or a home purchase. It takes 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com. And I'll tell you what, if the Blues, or I should say when the Blues win the Stanley Cup playoff, I think we'll shut down the office and we'll be partying in the streets for a while. So get those applications in now because you've been warned. Thanks, Frank. Have a great day, sir.
All right, Ryan Kelly joining us.
Ryan's office is just a stone's throw from O.B. Clark's. That could be where the Home Loan Expert Stanley Cup party takes place.
Oh, yeah. You know that cup will end up there. Yeah, for sure. So JP from St. Charles snaps a photo of Brett Hall. I think it's his photo.
This was making the rounds on social media last night. I don't know whose it is.
Okay.
But it was making the rounds.
So Brett looks like he's giving somebody the peace sign missing one finger.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Now, you know what he told me, too, yesterday? He said that he had never sat in the stands ever before the game on Saturday. Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the first time he did. And he also said, this is, I thought, was fascinating, that because he's sitting front row, you can see him on the glass, that he got Vladimir Tarasenko's attention a few times to motion him to shoot the puck, shoot the puck.
Brett's one of us. Yeah. Brett's just a fan. Shoot more.
And I said, now, Brett, did anybody ever have to tell you that? He goes, no.
By the way, Tim wants to know, no hedging, who wins the series and how many games?
Blues in six.
Okay.
You're going Blues in seven?
Blues in seven.
And you are going Plowsy? That was my prediction early on.
Blues in seven, I guess?
Yeah. I think seven just because it just seems destined to go seven, just the way the series has gone thus far.
You know, look, it would be a better story to clinch it here, but there's something really cool about sticking it to Boston in a game seven.
Yes.
That's a payback.
It just seems like I do think, if I had to guess, really go in depth in my prediction, they lose Thursday and then win game six and seven.
This is such a magnificent question. Frank, have to choose MLS team or cup.
Here you
no
go.
Hedging.
Okay, here you go. There's your Oscar or Stanley Cup question. That's, there you go. Put it that way. That's a good way of putting it.
I'm sorry. I like soccer, but I'm taking this cup.
Yeah.
I know it's like one month period or whatever, as opposed to maybe 40 years of soccer. I'm sorry.
And I'm all for the additional infrastructure that soccer will bring. Obviously, it's super popular here. I don't know how at this stage, with watching that game last night, how you can't pick a Stanley Cup, even with, like you said, it's only a short, you know, amount of time for it. Before the season starts up again, you don't have the cup for a very long time, and you have that team potentially for 40 years. I don't see 40 years. However, that's another topic. I still pick a cup.
Yeah.
Probably cup, yeah. I agree.
You got to.
Kind of hard not to go against, to not pick that.
Stan says, happy anniversary from Abilene, Texas. Thank you. And then people are suggesting Walter Knoll instead of Schnucks. But I have to tell you, Schnucks is a great sponsor. I want to give them the business. So
Schnucks has great has a great floral department and a great butcher shop, too. We got some chicken from fresh chicken from Schnucks and put that on the grill yesterday.
Schnucks into pear, the bourbon salmon.
Yes.
Unbelievable, the vegetable.
And they have a great salmon pasta, too. That's chunks of little bits of bacon in it. It's so good.
Speaking of food, Game 5, Boston pregame meal, lobster tails.
So there you go.
We'll talk about Game 5 of the Shark Series.
What would Game 7 be if it goes that far?
Gosh.
That is tough. I think you could talk to Bomarito, maybe pull while you're in Boston, maybe sneak a surprise and get your lovely Monique a new vehicle. I think she'd like that.
Thanks, Blasi. You're helping me out here, buddy. Splashback Deuce, here's your headline, A Chink in the Chara. Not bad. Let's see what else we have there,
People are
Brian.
Texting about where the parade goes if they win. That's, oof.
The parade, it's going to go right past Channel 5 on Market Street.
Oh, coincidentally. Wow, yes. What a coincidence.
The glass will be waving. I hope they, don't you think they'll have a float of the alumni?
Oh, they have to, with a lot of beer.
Yeah.
314 saying, we'll stomp on their necks, as they say. No Game 3 letdown in Game 5, and we are great late in the series. Blues in 6.
All right. How about a rammer call from the A10 tourney? I would like that very much.
Yes. I don't know what the rights are to that, but that would be a nice one. I was thinking that, him calling the final, because that was a last-second shot that missed, but that would be a good one.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a short time out. Before we go to break, quick word about our good friends at Maryville University. Go to maryville.edu, and you can just take a look at that lovely campus in town and country. Lonnie Folks is the outstanding athletic director. We are thrilled. They are part of this program. When we come back, Bernie Federko, the Hall of Famer, next.